I'm Jonathan Kerma, and you're listening to Amherst Wired. Check out other podcasts like 808s and Ankle Breaks and The Zoo Report right here on the network. For more content, go to AmherstWire.com. The student-run magazine has a variety of articles in both campus news and entertainment.
Yo, we need more energy than that. How's everyone doing? We need more energy than that.
On Friday, April 5th, the UMass Amherst University Programming Council hosted the annual UMass Got Talent competition in Bartlett Hall. The event featured multiple bands like Raspberry Jam, dance acts like the group Jazzba, rappers like Chris Focus and Walter Kane, and guitarists like Angelo Cerbone. Jazzba took home second place with their blend of Asian and American dance styles and will be performing at the UMass Sammy Awards on April 25th. UMass junior Samantha Kay took first place, singing a combination of Beyoncé covers and her own original songs. I sat down with Kay to discuss her victory and upcoming spring concert performance on April 28th.
Good, drum roll.
And the winner is Samantha Kay.
My name is Samantha Kay.
And how would you describe yourself as an artist?
How would I describe myself as an artist? I would describe her as new, growing, and learning.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been singing?
I've been singing my whole life, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been recording your music?
That is actually just a recent happening.
Okay.
Yeah, I finally got out of my head enough to, like, just start the process and put out some of my own work this, like, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long have you been performing?
Performing, honestly, from such a young age, like I can't tell you like how many times my parents, like when I was like super young, would just be like at family gatherings and stuff. You have to sing.
Yeah.
You have to sing now, and then from that point on, I would just, you know, I would sing.
Okay. Yeah. Like
any chance that I could get.
One thing I noticed seeing your performance, you just had a lot of stage presence. Like you just felt, you know, confident. It looked like you were confident out there, and you know, it made everybody feel like they had to pay attention. So with that, do you feel like all of the previous experience helped in that?
For sure. Yeah. Just every time I get up on a stage, like it's just another opportunity to like learn from that and take that to my next point. Like for like when I got to UMass, I can definitely attest a lot of my growth and experience to like my time in a cappella, because with that, it really pushes you to your limits with like, you know, really telling the story of the song and just bearing your heart out on the stage. So like, that definitely trained me to, you know, be a better performer.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you write all your songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been writing?
I've been writing from a very young age. I think just for the past year or so, I started putting it more in terms of music and songs and, you know, trying to encapsulate my story through the messages I do in my songs.
What's the process for you? How does it start?
If I'm being honest, the Waking Up, the project that I just put out 2 weeks ago, that was more so a therapeutic process for me, so I can't tell you my process with that. Like, I don't remember writing those songs.
Wow.
Those songs just kind of like flew through me, and then they just like had to be written.
Wow.
It was weird, but I'm trying to like learn to be more creative in the sense of just, you know, taking out a piece of paper and like learning how to, you know, structureize a song and like really write it out,
right,
step by step like that.
Would you say you have any like influences?
For sure. I feel like, I don't know, seeing UMass Got Talent, I feel like Queen Bee's kind of like an obvious one right there. I've just like, she's been my queen since day one. And just from a very, like when I started singing, I kind of noticed that like I had a deeper, more soulful, like resonant tone that like allowed me to sing a lot of Beyonce's songs, and they're not like easy songs to sing, so I was just kind of like, I'm gonna take this and roll with it.
Right.
So yeah, Beyonce for sure. And in terms of the music industry, I feel like Rihanna, just as a business mogul, her attitude, how she carries herself, her presence as a performer, it's like inspirational. Like, you can't name one person who doesn't like Rihanna.
Of course.
And then just like vocally, Ariana Grande, Georgia Smith, Normani, Kehlani, like Kiana Lede. I could list off all of these.
Yeah. So what would you say is your goal with music?
My goal with music, I think I just want to get, to a place where I can truly just live life and express myself through art. And like, that's going to come with a lot of, you know, just learning how, like, learning the process of making music and really trying to like put my story into music, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. How much does winning UMass Got Talent mean to you?
That was lit. That was fire. That was really cool. I think it was definitely a personal milestone for me. You know, just having put out my own music like a couple of weeks back, and then within the week I was creating a set with my friends. And it just really, I don't know, that was awesome. What meant a lot to me and my friends was that, looking at the groups who won first and second place, we happen to be like South Asian students majority. And I think that's really cool because like UBC did like a really good job of picking a diverse group of performers for this performance, like from like rappers to singers to bands to like a guitar player. And I think it's cool because the purpose of like winning UMass Got Talent is not only to like put on a like a lit performance to open up spring concert, but also to just, you know, represent UMass as a whole, right? So like, I think it's cool, like if we want to move more in the direction of like diversity and inclusion and acceptance of like all people, like that's a cool like step and a cool thing to see.
100%.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about the upcoming spring concert now that you're performing? Are you nervous, excited?
I'm like, honestly, I don't know what to expect because who's performing? Like,
yeah.
So, I think once I like know who it's gonna be, then I think my like I'll be like, okay. Mm-hmm. Then yeah, it'll be more solidified, but I don't know. I'm just really excited to put on a show regardless.
Right.
Yeah.
Would that be the biggest crowd you have performed in front of?
For sure, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, now that you say it like that. Oh, word.
Hopefully I don't add any nerves to you.
No. But no, it's going to be fun. Yeah.
One thing I saw on your Instagram is you're part of the Rosebud Creatives. Mm-hmm. So what exactly, could you explain what is Rosebud Creative?
Yeah, for sure. Rosebud Records. It's basically a creative collective of a bunch of people from the UMass area that have different expertise in, like, say, graphic design to rapping to singing to photography. People who have a love for art, and it's basically like it's honestly like a home for people who really want to like explore their growth and their love and like self-expansion through their art. And so for me personally, like I came in as a freshman and I just happened to cross paths with Desmond, he's Salsa Boy to me, and Nehemiah Tristan, and we crossed paths and they were like, you're a really talented singer. Do you want to be a part of this thing that we're putting together? And at the time, I had a lot of learning to do in terms of getting to a place where I could accept myself enough to put out my own music. And so I think I met them at the right time because it was almost like a push in the right direction. Like they were like, we see something in you. Now I want you to do something with that. And so how they've served me is just like endless love and support on their end. So it's lit. Like we get to reach out to each other whenever we want. We have an idea, whenever we have a creative endeavor that we want to put together, we know like who's good at what, and we can just like create something beautiful.
How many members are there? Do you mind?
I don't know off the top of my head. We're just kind of like adding people. And yeah, just like off of that, like we just added Chris Focus, who also performed at UMass Got Talent alongside Riley Walter, mm-hmm, who had engineered my project that I just put out.
Really?
And so it's beautiful. It's like, yeah, so those two, they're definitely like around, and we're going to be putting out some stuff soon. So that'll
awesome,
be lit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So where can people find your music?
You can find my music on SoundCloud after you look up Samantha Kay, K-A-Y. And I have a music Instagram at Sam K Music, and then you know my normal Instagram at Sammy_KAYY16.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a Twitter?
My Twitter is at Sam K Music. Word.
Okay, thank you. When I say you didn't deserve
this, was it me? Thanks for listening, guys. Special thanks to Samantha Kay for taking time out of her day to talk with me. Be sure to give her a follow on SoundCloud and Twitter and Instagram. Also, be sure to see her live April 28th at the Spring Concert in the Mullen Center. Lastly, make sure you like and subscribe to Amherst Wired on Apple and Spotify. Thanks. The devil's always taking down names, and I can't help feel all his anger. He told me which road to take, but I didn't listen. I didn't want to be by your side while I lied to you. To be by your side while I cried.